The Moonlight Adventure. Once upon a time, in a land where the night sky sparkled like a blanket of diamonds, there was a curious little boy named Max. One breezy evening, as Max was gazing up at the bright full moon through his telescope, he wondered what it would be like to walk on the moon's surface. That night, as he drifted into dreamland, he found himself aboard the Star Chaser, a beautiful spaceship that glittered like the stars themselves. "We're approaching the moon," announced Luna, the friendly robot pilot. Max peered out of the window, his eyes widening at the sight of the moon growing larger and closer. He could see the craters and mountains showing up in great detail now that they were so close. With a gentle thud, the Star Chaser landed on the moon's surface, enveloping the area in a cloud of silvery dust.
"Liftoff will start in T-minus 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition."
"Welcome to the moon, Max," chirped Luna, as the two of them bounded out into the low gravity. They were surrounded by stars, planets, and a view of Earth that took Max's breath away. "It's so beautiful," Max gasped, doing a little jump that made him feel like he was flying. "It's like a giant playground in the sky." As Max marveled at the beauty, he spotted a field of shining moon crystals. "What are those?" he asked in awe. Luna explained, "They're moon crystals. They hold the secrets of the stars and illuminate the moon's glow. Would you like to collect some as souvenirs?" Luna handed Max a special moon bag to collect the crystals. With each crystal he picked, Max felt a warmth in his heart, as if the moon itself was sharing its stories with him. After exploring craters and sampling some moon cheese that Luna had packed for the journey, it was time to return to Earth. Max waved goodbye to the moon, promising to return . As the spaceship soared back home, Max clutched his bag of moon crystals, feeling grateful for his moonlight adventure.
"Liftoff will start in T-minus 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition."
Max awoke in his bed, the morning light streaming through his window. He noticed a little bag beside his pillow, glittering with crystals that were not a dream. With a smile, he realized that sometimes dreams can leave a little magic behind.